Case number 10,071, Kenneth Philcox, east of Route 258, being lot 17 within Eagle Crest Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Kenneth Philcox, 15381 Hudson Road, Milton, Delaware.
Mr. Philcox, do you swear affirm the testimony about the gift of the truth, or truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm requesting a variance for a side setback, already established hangar. It was built in 95. It was originally, the original building permit put the hangar as part of the house. And for fire reasons and everything else, it was decided to move it to the opposite side of the lot so insurance and stuff could be better handled. During the process, apparently the slab was poured into the setbacks, but there were confusions about the setbacks. I am a member of the Homeowners Association. We had to submit the plans to Mr. Hudson, who was in charge of the Homeowners Association at that time, for approval. It was approved and it was built. It wasn't until a grudge with a neighbor came up that they decided to make a big deal out of this. And what it turns out was that the building permit was not properly transferred when the hangar was moved. So I had to repurchase a building permit, which I do have now, and it was inspected and it complied with all the codes. And it was also into the original homeowner said it had to be a 10-foot setback, so we're in compliance with all the homeowner's restriction. However, the county setback was 15, and it ended up at 13, so I'm requesting a variance for that 13-foot encroachment into the setback on the side.
2-foot variance.
Who built the hangar?
I did. The slab was contracted out, and I just figured that everything, I didn't have the wherewithal to check to make sure the slab was where it was supposed to be.
So you asked for an inspection, and that's where it was caught?
No, it was caught. It was never caught until, like I said, this neighbor and I have a ongoing feud, and he decided that was the best time to bring it up. Oh. Until then, I hadn't really had no idea. Being a new guy to Delaware, I wasn't real sure of all what I had to comply with.
Okay. So you didn't get a certificate of occupancy?
No, sir, I did not.
Know what to do now, next time?
Yeah, I think I know what to do now. I'm an expert now.
This normally does the job.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is there anyone here in opposition? There's 1, 2, 3. Do you have a spokesman for the group, or do you all three would like to speak? If so, please come up and be sworn in. All those that would like to speak, please be sworn in now.
Name and address.
Richard Owen, 29449 Eagles Crest Road.
Okay, hold on. Get the lead here, too, so we get everybody.
Name and address.
Leanne Owen, 29663 Eagles Crest Road, Milton, Delaware.
Sir, we'll put your hands on the Bible, please. Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Both of you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
You can sit down right up front there, sir, if you'd like. Okay, you can come up. Ma'am, you want to go first? Come up to the podium. And you're in opposition to this application?
Yes.
All right.
In all my years of living here, I've never done this, so if I'm doing something
wrong,
please
tell me.
Just take
your time, ma'am. You'll be fine.
I own my own lot at Eagle Crest, and I've lived there for many years. The reason that I'm here tonight is that I believe that everybody should have to adhere to the county regulations. I think that they're there for a reason. I have a neighbor who unknowingly built a shed or garage or whatever you want to call it too close to the property line. And some of the same individuals that are here tonight in favor supporting this particular motion objected to the very same variance request a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
The individual Ken made it sound as if he had someone come in and pour the concrete, and he was not aware of the situation, that he was too close to the property line. I remember conversations years ago where it was brought to his attention that he was too close to the property line, and we were under the impression that he had drawn a permit. It was discussed at the time, and he flat out told us that he had requested a permit for the hangar at that time, and come to find out later that that's not the case. The only reason that I found out about it, because I drive past the property every day on my way home from Dover, and I was not able to notice the sign. Someone did bring it to my attention. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to speak today. The situation as far as the hangar is concerned, I just want the board to know that it was knowingly done. It was brought to his attention that he had not drawn a permit, and he said that he had, and he did nothing to rectify it all these years. Taxes have not been paid on it. I mean, we all pay taxes on the value of our properties. There were a lot of reasons behind it, in my opinion, but it is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, where do you live?
I live in lot 5 at Eagle Crest.
How close is that to him?
It's viewing distance. Oh, excuse me. It's viewing distance. It's across. Sorry. If the property is like this, I live over here, and his property is right here.
Okay. If you look at your last sheet, can you see it there, Mr. Workman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
The small numbers are the.
Yeah, that's it now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You done well. Okay, sir.
My name's Rich Ellen. I own 2 improved lots at Eagle Crest, lots 13 and lot 14. I've had them since 1988, the one and one of what after that. Everyone there in the subdivision is abided by the setbacks, except for 2 people, one being Ken Philcox tonight.
And you?
Sir, come on now. Let him finish, sir.
One being Ken Philcox tonight, and the other being Joseph Jadzak, who has another lot there, and he applied for a variance here a few years ago for the same thing, sideline clearance, and he was denied and had to move the building. The hangar that Ken Philcox has is not a stick-built hangar. It's a metal frame hangar, and it could be moved. But if you go back to the beginning when it all started, when he poured a slab there, when he had this concrete slab, I was there and told him it looked like he was too close to the property line. He told me at the time he was 10 feet, and I said, well, the county requires 15 feet. As we talked, we found out that I told him to check the permit. The permit will say the setbacks, front, rear, sideline. Come to find out, he did not have a permit for it. So I told him, why doesn't he pour 5 more feet of concrete over, go to the county, and get a permit? I told him how to go about getting the permit. He said he'd look into it. I had left. He continued to erect the building, and I asked him after that what he ever did about the permit. He told me he got the permit. I asked, what'd you do about the side property setback? And he told me he got a variance for it. That was the end of that for them. If he would have asked, the lots are 200 feet wide. He had nothing across the whole back of that lot. If he would have come here for a variance with 200 feet to work within before he started the build, he would have been denied the variance more than likely. If you approve a variance for him now, that just sends a clear message for everyone to go out there. If you want side clearance, you want to be too tight, don't go for the variance ahead of time. Just build, and then it'll be approved, and you can get away with it. I don't think it's fair for everyone else there that abides by it, and for one of the people there that had to actually move a building over it. And that's about all I had to say, except one more thing. The nonsense continues right to this moment. He's required to post a notice for 30 days. Is that correct for the hearing on the variance? I'd like to give you a picture here of how the how it was posted. back side of the sign towards the road for people to see. It wants to say the wind blew it around. It's been that way, I know, for at least a week. You know, I've seen a lot of notices in the county, and I've never seen one put up backwards.
Mr. Owen, you say you were aware of it when he built it, that he was in the setback?
Yes.
I was aware that he was too close to it, and he was very much aware of it.
So why didn't you bring it to the county's attention then?
He told me that he had received a variance. I was friends with him, and I thought he got a variance. I was busy building my own house. I built a very large house there. It's like catty corner. I have there's a corner lot. He's over here, and I'm here.
13, 14?
And I built my house myself, too. And it's almost 7,000 square feet, so I was very busy with that.
What lot number are you on?
I'm lots 13 and 14.
Your second meeting in March.
My building's on both.
Yeah.
If you notice, Mr. Chairman, that the reason we do take pictures of those postings now is just the same reason right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it was posted correctly.
Yes.
Okay. We never had that evidence before, but now we do.
And
it's backwards now. Someone has done that.
It's done it since it's been put up.
What's that?
I'm saying when those, we had the problem like this, do that sign being put upside down or turned around backwards.
Right. Or not put it
once they're put up, now that the county goes out and take pictures and we see them, they bring them back into us. So that had to be done after ours was put up then.
Well,
it wasn't posted that way.
Okay, well, that's been that way since last Saturday.
It's been up for a month then, so somebody, you know.
I don't believe it was there for a month.
But we're not certain who turned it around, right?
We're not certain who turned it around, though. But I can assure you, when it's put up, they signed. They began to be
employed. Well, I just happened to see the shape of it, and also we checked online, and that's how we knew that it was coming.
Mr. Chairman, that was we have an affidavit. It was posted the 23rd.
23rd of January.
The 23rd of January?
Right. So,
okay. Well, first I saw it was like that, and I know that someone else in the Homeowner Association told me that they had a call from someone that also asked what it was because they couldn't see what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more people might have cared about it if they knew it was there.
Oh, okay, sir.
But that aside, I just want to reiterate, he was well aware at the time that he was building without a permit too close to the property line.
Yeah, but when he was, but you said originally, when he's building, you were friends, you were building your house, you knew it, but you didn't have any problem with it then, other than you suggested?
Oh, I had a problem with it, but he told me he got a variance for it.
Oh, okay.
And I believed him.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get that clarified.
I believe him. He told me he got a permit. I took the time to explain how to get the permit.
Okay.
What to do. I've built on three different lots there.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on other homes that were built there. And, you know, I'm well aware of the permit process, and I told him that I how to do it. And when he told me he did do it and he got a variance, I thought that was the end of it. I wasn't watching the paper to see, you know, or looking for notices to see if he had gotten a variance on it. And I took his word for it.
Okay.
But evidently, with this here tonight, his word wasn't true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Can I come back with that? Can I say something after this?
Yeah, short rebuttal, but we're not going to get into he did, you did. We're going to address just the case that's before us, please.
We've had court cases with this guy. I have a
come on up to the podium, sir, before you start. From the mic, please, now.
Okay, I am a member of the board of the association.
Okay.
I have the two of the guys that helped me build the hangar during that. I never had that conversation with this man, never. And these two gentlemen helped me build the hangar. If I had thought that wasn't in the proper place, I would have come and immediately done something about it. But now with this turned down slab for me to move the hangar would be, I'd have to tear it up and start all over again. It's been up since 95. I wasn't aware that it was encroaching until they brought it up to me that it was. And I've done through everything the county has asked me to try and make it right. And these conversations with this man never happened.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That's Chairman, you. And everybody's through the testimony out.
Yeah, all testimony.
I'll give you it's the reason we have inspector's remarks, and if you refer to those inspector remarks, that's the reason we do have them. You have them there in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
should have it in your packet. You can read the inspector's remarks. You don't have it?
No.
Okay. Inspector's remarks are: the hangar was originally part of the main structure, was moved due to the insurance. I can't read the other word. Not built on the house. Once notified, applicant did everything they needed to make it okay with the county. And that's signed by the inspector, Melissa. Mm-hmm. That evidently there was in touch with this gentleman and Mr. Phil Cox. And
they work with the county to try to correct it.
And that's
inspector's
her statement.
Notes.
Her statement.
Okay. Thank you for sharing it.
Mr. Rickards, has there been any variances granted in Eagle Crest?
The only thing we have is a bed and breakfast, I believe, up the street from there. And I believe there's a pond, a pond.
But no setback request?
No setback requirement.
Okay. And in fact, there was one denied?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, there being no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I can make a motion to table case number 10,071 to look at that.
The next second regular meeting, the next one's next meeting, that'd be March 17th.
Yeah.
17th or 3rd?
Yeah. Or 3rd. 3rd's our next regular meeting, that'd be enough.
3rd, I think.
Huh? You want next regular meeting or the second meeting?
What do you want? Which one?
He wants the second meeting in.
Either one.
Okay.
Or next one. Be fine.
Next one? Okay.
I'll look at it.
Just make sure the advertisement notes that it's less than 7 days.
Make it the 17th, and that way you'll have plenty of time.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, make it the second meeting, which will be March the 17th.
Okay.
Right again, Mr. Chairman.
Pardon me?
You're right again.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,071 until our second regular meeting in March, which will be March the 17th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Yeah. We'll
now, this hearing has been, or this case has been tabled to our regular meeting in March, which will be the 17th, but this hearing will be closed. There will be no more testimony taken from either side. You may come if you would like. Or you could call the office on the 18th, which will be that Tuesday.
Can come to the meeting, we can't speak.
Yes, sir, you certainly can come. That will be on the 17th of March, okay? Okay, next case, please.
Case number 10.